Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Presidential elections will be held Sunday in Russia. Corruption is all but certain to see Prime Minister Vladimir Putin return to the presidency. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says there's only one answer to ending corruption, heart change. That's why Russian Ministries is there.
We are reaching out to younger people, those who are still in law schools, in professional training. They work in a corrupt society, and they bring those moral and ethical, biblical light into that corrupt society, changing that from within.
$48 a month supports young leader training. Next, India's Christians are bracing for increasing persecution in the future. A ministry team is employing an unusual strategy based on this question.
How can you use children to fight a spiritual battle?
That's Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Here's what they found.
India has never been more open to the gospel than now, and the growth of churches has really stirred up some of these activists. But we have a ministry in India that's doing this in a really effective way, and it seems to completely disarm the opponents.
The method? Children's Bible clubs. Mission India provides training and resources. The local church does the rest. It costs $1 to bring one child through one 10-day club. There's more online. And the demand for God's Word in Mozambique is overwhelming. Since over half of Mozambicans can't read, though, the need for audio Bibles is huge. Audio Scripture Ministries has made a ton of progress on a recording studio they're building for that purpose, but they still can't keep up with the demand. ASM receives thousands of requests for audio Bibles every month. Pray for strength for the team. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East who will never personally meet a Christian. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray daily for those listening to the radio broadcast. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.